Is there such a thing as the perfect place to write? Have you found it yet? Could you get into it, or was it already full of other writers, mugs of tea at furious elbow, heaving and murmuring like a wordy, plot-peppered sea? Is ambience all? Must you have an antique mahogany desk, a view of the mist-shrouded fells, a 40-watt bulb under a gypsy scarf and the aroma of fresh coffee? Or maybe, if you're a crime writer, you need strip lights and eau de morgue. Wattle daub and pus if your bent is more historical? Would you get more and better writing done if you had all this? My view is that the perfect place to write is wherever you make it. Just do it, as they say. The actual nuts and bolts writing chunks of words work probably needs to be completed indoors, on a laptop, or at a desk, ideally in quiet conditions with electricity. I have a desk. It's in the bedroom bay window and looks out over a suburban street. I've written one novel and learned a lot about my neighbours since it was installed 3 years ago. The walrus-like taxi driver in the house opposite brings out his rubbish at the same time every day in a rumpled shopping bag, religiously sorting the recycling and the other. He never speaks to the Weasley scaffolder, resident in the same shared house, who stands on the doorstep at least 6 times a day to smoke and observe his souped-up, mostly broken-down mini. New neighbours are moving in to the downstairs flat, staggering up and down the area steps. They never stay more than 6 months. I wonder why. It's the detail and the possibilities that fascinate me and which go into my writing. If I wrote fantasy, however, I'd be world-building, and this writing place might be really rubbish. Inspiration and good writing don't just come from sitting at a desk, no matter how good the view. For me, ideas come in flashes when I'm in a hurry, out of place and usually out and about. Twists and truths present themselves when I'm driving a long journey or walking the dog. For ideas, then, maybe everywhere apart from the desk is the perfect place. As writers, we need to be prepared. Recording our thoughts on our phones or jotting them in a notebook, taking photographs and recording sounds, doing these things while we're in the moment, because the feelings and words sometimes don't come back if we wait for when we get home to be at our desks as writers. If I'm feeling flat at the nuts and bolts writing chunks of text stage, I get out of the house to write notes elsewhere. The public library is a good place to go, or a park bench, a train, a coffee shop, or a pub. External influences of any kind can stir up the flat and make the words jump about. I wrote these thoughts during lockdown 3, so all these venues were mouth-wateringly unobtainable. If we're still in some sort of lockdown when you hear this, well, we still have our 1 hour outdoor exercise, don't we? Like many aspects of life, think fitness, cooking, travel, we're sold gadgets, special clothes, lessons, retreats, sign-ups, trackers, apps, and more to convince us we can't do the thing if we don't have the trappings. But I'd say that to write, we just need time, determination, and a way of recording our words, and maybe a good vantage point for spying on our neighbours.